Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting second. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting third. The center fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting sixth. The catcher, Aaron Robinson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Sam Vico. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trux. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Virgil Trux. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dick Kakos. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jack Graham. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting eighth. The shortstop, John Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Drews. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Carl Drews. And now, play ball. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Robinson moves to third. Lapon moves to second. Two outs. Virgil Trux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trux strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kakos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakos hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is hit by the pitch. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham takes first base on ball 4. Sievers moves to second. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mullen, who is chasing the ball. Sullivan reaches third base with a triple. Sievers scores. Graham goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Browns. Carl Drews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-1 in the game. Callaway hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-1 in the game. Mullen hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Dillinger hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-1 in the game. Lehner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 0-for-1 in the game. Kakas hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-1 in the game. Wakefield takes first base on ball 4. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Graham fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sievers hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Graham hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Browns. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Carl Drews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drews is 0-for-1 in the game. Drews hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lapon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 0 for 1 in the game. Vico hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lapon moves to second. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0 for 1 in the game. Trucks bunts towards the mound. Drews fields it and throws to third for the out. Vico moves to second. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 2 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vico scores. Trucks moves to second. It's 3-2, Browns. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Trucks scores. Callaway moves to second. It's Tigers, 3, Browns, 3. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 2 in the game. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Graham fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Dillinger strikes out. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0 for 2 in the game. Lehner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pretty hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 0 for 2 in the game. Kakas hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sievers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Graham bunts towards the mound. Trucks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sievers moves to second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Sievers moves to third. Graham moves to second. Carl Drews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drews is 0 for 2 in the game. Drews strikes out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Dillinger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Lapon hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vico hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0-for-2 in the game. Trucks bunts towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. Vico moves to second. 2 outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Callaway hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vico scores. It's 4-3, Tigers. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Callaway. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Callaway steals second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kell hits a line drive towards third. Dillinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lehner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 0-for-3 in the game. Kakas hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pretty moves to second. 2 outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Sievers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pretty scores. It's Tigers, 4, Browns, 4. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Graham hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-3 in the game. Mullen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wakefield hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-3 in the game. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. 1 out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Sullivan strikes out. Two outs. Carl Drews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drews is 0-for-3 in the game. Drews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lapon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Vico hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Virgil Trux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trux is 0-for-2 in the game. Trux hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-4 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lehner hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 0-for-4 in the game. Kakas hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Callaway hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-4 in the game. Mullen hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10. With the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Graham bunts for an out with unknown description. Sievers moves to second. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Stan Spence pinch hits for John Sullivan. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a ball on the ground, foul, for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Carl Drews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drews is 0-for-4 in the game. Drews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Andy Anderson now playing shortstop. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Wakefield takes first base on ball 4. Hoot Evers pinch runs for Dick Wakefield. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Robinson bunts for an out with unknown description. Evers moves to second. One out. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Lapon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Vico is walked intentionally. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0-for-3 in the game. Trucks takes first base on ball 4. Evers moves to third. Vico moves to second. Tom Farrick now pitching. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Groth now playing center field. Hoot Evers now playing left field. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-5 in the game. Dillinger hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Lehner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Pretty hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 4. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz strikes out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Groth moves to second. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Groth scores. Evers moves to second. It's 5-4, Tigers. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Lapon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 0-for-5 in the game. Kakas hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Sievers hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Graham hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 5, Browns, 5. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 3 in the game. With 2 walks. Lawler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Art Houdeman now pitching. Andy Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Vico hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2 for 6 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Callaway hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Houdeman moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 3 for 6 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kell hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Groth hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Farrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 6 in the game. Dillinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Farrick moves to third. Dillinger moves to second. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. Lehner is walked intentionally. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Pretty hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Farrick scores. Dillinger moves to third. Lehner moves to second. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.